Oh, I got the glasses.
Yeah. You know what time it is? It's that motherfucking time. 3.0 in the house. Haze Radio Spotlight. Las Vegas. And I got my friends came in. Champs Convention. Fucking great time of the year. Twice a year. All these mongrels come down. Slinging glass. Slinging everything in the industry. So it's always cool when we have the friends come. And we have some dope motherfucking accessories in the house. These guys came to hang out with us. All my boys. We got Macho. We got fucking him, who's the catalyst of this whole transgression of things. It's like seven degrees of separation.
It's all his fault.
Kevin Bacon, but in the cannabis industry, it's like 6 degrees of separation of Chad.
That works right on so many levels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let you bring in the introductions to these guys, and then we'll kind of talk about how you and I met and stuff, and go from there.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So to my left here, I've got Brent from Flour Mill, been a good buddy of mine for about 3-4 years. And then to my right, I got Big Casino, who's the host of Weed Between the Vines podcast.
Wines, don't get it twisted.
Wines. Weed Between the Wines podcast. And then we've got DJ John Frank, Dirty Dank Jersey.
Your boy with the joy, Double DJ Dirty Dank, the NJ Gasquatch.
Oh, shit.
That velvet voice.
We got some East Coast Barry White in the house here.
All
we're covering
no
the whole
shit.
United
All
States.
Gas,
we got
no
whole U.S.
The whole
we got,
U.S.
We got Cali.
Show. Oh, what a thrill to mill.
Brett, what state are you, my man?
I'm in Michigan.
All right, so Michigan in the house. Michigan is a great state,
mm-hmm.
as far as cannabis wise.
That's great.
Like, a lot of people, you know, on a download don't really know that in a sense, you know, throughout the U.S., but in my opinion, being in the industry, Michigan was always in my like top five.
We're getting more recognition. We also have different flavors that everybody
strains
uses.
And genetics. Yeah,
we're very in the berries and fruity and all that. The gases are really hard on the coast, but like at home,
yeah.
You know, in Detroit, there's a lot of gas, but like.
You like the more flavorful, old school, the fruity.
I'm in lemon haze is my
lemon
that's,
haze.
That's what I love. I brought some organic lemon haze. These are land raised genetics, like lamb's bread and.
Lamb's bread.
Yeah,
right.
I brought some of that
for us. Just for the youngins out there who don't know, was the main favorite of Bob Marley and Peter Tosh.
That's
great,
right.
Great, great, great.
And
strains.
I just took some down to Rohan Marley in Miami.
Oh, dope.
With
dope.
Lion Order. And in fact, I just watched a video this morning on YouTube. Somebody sent me, they did a Zigzag interviewed Rohan and gave him a Flour Mill Zigzag gift. And then Rohan went and did like a commercial about it. It was beautiful. It made my morning.
That's dope.
I was talking about milling. They mill their coffee grinds in Jamaica. So that's how they process their.
Yeah. And beans. Then another one of the kids, was it Julian? Was doing one of them were definitely doing stuff like with the jail that got turned into a weed facility in California. Coalinga, I think it was, or something like that. Yeah, Coalinga jail and stuff like that. Yeah, Marley's have definitely like made an impact, obviously, over the years, not just music, but in the cannabis industry. I know they were with Privateer. I don't know if that's still.
Well,
happened. I know they originally like managed their cannabis intellectual property.
Really, Lion Order is with Rohan, and they grow in Michigan. We grow in our facilities. I'm actually connected to that side of things as well.
Dope. Hell yeah. So you're part of the cultivation part, or
that's how I got started publicly in the industry.
Publicly,
yeah.
Can we go back into the Wayback Machine?
Oh, man.
Talk about, well, do you remember the first time you got high?
I do.
Hell yes. Age?
I remember I was 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, dope.
Oh, yeah. No, I was hustling by 14, but 13, and I remember it came used to buy, like, it came in a box that was made for, like, a ring, and it had a piece of foam and a little like glass cap, and it was enough to pack a tiny little bowl.
Okay.
I spent $20 on it, and it was like we called them cousins.
Okay.
Kind of lime green, like a lot of hate, you know, it was just what we had at the time.
Sure.
But I remember the feeling. I was with my friend Ben, and he was like, no. And I was like, oh, this changed my life. I'm going in this direction. And he's like, I'm going back to school. You know, like, yeah, I do what mom says.
Did and, you feel elation? Did you feel what? Did you feel
I felt
like
connected.
Calmness?
I okay. felt my anxiety. I've just, you know, I'm pretty
fast-paced. At that time, sure,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it was a way for me. I felt a connection with it, and it was something I've never put down. It's been a part of my life ever since.
So I'm looking at, I can't help it because of my stonerism, that wild rocket of a joint that's like standing there. Yeah. Why don't we talk about what that is? Because I'm down to like, let's hit that.
The beautiful thing is, as a result of Flour Mill, I've been connected with a lot of professional rollers and people that roll joints.
That quality looks pimp.
So yeah, this is out of Coco Customs.
Why don't
I
let you light it and we'll pass down the lighter and let me smoke this with my man here.
Pass it to the left.
Get on it. Get on it.
Get on it. Get on it. Get on it. My friend.
So I learned about
pass
this art.
The Dutchie to the left hand side.
On the left hand side.
You got a whole chorus behind you now too. The pimps over here. You know what I mean?
How to light it. How to light it.
The pots.
The pots.
You got the pots.
So remember smoking first 13, loving it, loving Michigan, growing up on Michigan strains and weeds. Did you start getting into cultivating then?
No, dealing. I went down to Detroit, and I was one of the only white boys that would go down to the city and get...
Have the balls to hang out with the brothers.
Get a quarter pound for a few $100, take that back up to the burbs just 10 miles away, and, you know, that was going for triple that.
Okay. Yeah,
it was
of course.
Terrible weed, but I felt confident and comfortable to go manage those relationships and
be the medicine man.
Yeah. And then I moved out at 14 years old. And
wow.
Yeah, I've been out since then.
Get the fuck out of here. That's pretty commendable.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to do.
Well, you know, I was selling pre-rolls in 95.
Okay.
You know, in Altoids bins for $5. Yeah.
Let me see this tasty mess. Yes, well, what strain is in here? Do you know?
It could be my. It could be the Jamaican Blue. Actually, we have that over there.
It has a nice taste.
I brought 27 different strains.
Wow.
This one,
just a phenom hunt.
Hard to nail it down.
He's like, sorry.
I brought everything possible. I brought everything possible that there is to cultivate. Just a sample.
A variety pack, yeah. And it is sampling. We take data on it, and I like to get the results of what people are thinking and then compare that to...
It makes the sinuses tingle a little bit.
I
love
that
it.
That
the permanent marker does the same thing. You see that little sinus tickle? I love it. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I was just swinging over here for a second.
Swing it one more time.
Yeah.
We're having trouble juggling the two over here.
Puff, pass.
No, absolutely. Puff it a little bit more, though, because we've been blessed on these flavors for days, dude. It's all you, homie.
Oh, yeah, this is the end. We can smoke it till it's gone.
This is the permanent marker.
So, right, 13, bomb. Always been in the business, always been into cannabis. What progressed? What happened throughout the years then?
Then I started a pasta sauce company called Romano's with a friend of mine and started hustling that on the streets of Grosse Pointe. And then that took off to, you know, become a nationwide thing. We're in 27 states, Whole Foods and Kroger's and all that. So I learned about brand and, you know, putting out a product that
you're
behind. When someone find out that you're behind it, you know, instead of buying one, they buy a case and just...
And what exactly? What was the...
Pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Wow.
Diversify.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, so...
That's awesome. I've been in the done stuff with the food industry. It's very, you know, interesting and it's actually really cool.
Yeah. So then that's still going.
You still to this day?
Yeah, that's still around.
No shit.
And then
I would love to get some of the sauce. I want to try some of that shit. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
And then I got into finance.
Can we shout out where it is in Feeble going to supermarket?
Romano's.
Yeah. Oh.
Romano's.
Okay, nice, nice. Sweet.
And then I got into finance and like life insurance and estate planning and asset management. And
that's interesting you said that. How do you feel about, how'd you like doing that?
Was it boring? Are you still doing it?
I do really intricate, complicated deals, like non-qualified deferred compensation plans for executives. And I'd write, actually design the life insurance policies to hide money, come out for retirement, either to find benefit pension plan or owners and key employees of companies and protect their wealth and then take what they're going on in their personal life and their business life. And, you know, just
now a lot of younger people these days, I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, because of COVID and stuff like that, were more interested in buying life insurance, that there was like a surge because they felt like their life could end a lot earlier than just being when you get old, right?
That's true.
Because like most people, when they buy life insurance, how often do they buy it in their 20s and keep paying for fucking 40
unless
years?
Unless it's a term policy for 30 years that's really cheap. And usually it's because somebody in your family owns a company like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or you have a unique
situation. It's not recognizably known, right?
Right. I mean, it's for estate planning. So, you know, if you have wealth to protect or you need to replace key man, like if I lost Mids here, we would. Yeah. How am I going to replace him?
God forbid.
A policy on his life.
He won Macho Mids, and it's with a Z.
Yeah, man. And you guys met a few years ago, you said.
Yeah, we met at the Cali Mansion here in Vegas.
Oh, shout out to
Sunshine. Yes. And,
same here, Cali Mansion for Macho Mids.
Shout out to Doja and all those guys with the Tyson 2.0.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We love Doja. We love Tyson.
He's got some dope oil. Good ass oil.
And great mushrooms, too.
Yes.
The fungus. Among us.
Yeah, 100%. The first time I met him, he was like, here, try some of these mushrooms. And I was like, no, man, I'm good. He's like, seriously, don't be such a pussy. And so I had to do it. And it was a fun night.
That's crazy because the first time I met Tyson was at the G4 cannabis thing.
Same night.
And so Keith and his wife.
Yeah, Keith. Yeah. So I went upstairs and Keith was interviewing. I was sitting next to him. And he's like, you got any, mushrooms? I was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, I'm not going to deny him. So went into my pill jar because that's where I added capsules and I had microdoses.
Oh, nice,
and I had two different sizes. And he goes, these are microdoses. I want macrodoses. I was like, two for you, one for me. Like, you know, out. And then security saw that and they were like, what did you, like, it was a few minutes later after the interview and everything. And they're like, what did you give him? And I said, I explained everything. And then they realized who I was, flour mill and everything. Like, it's cool, but do not give him anything else ever again like that. You know, we got a show. He's got to give the pound for pound introduction, right? And there, I had Zig Zag's booth because they were out of town, so they gave me that for Flubber. So I was looking at Mike 6 hours, like we're staring at each other, we're both tripping balls, and there's him speaking, and I'm like, oh, now I totally understand what they're talking about. Like, but he pulls it off, he handles it.
He did pretty good, he held his own.
He's consistent.
That's great, that's dope. Shout out to our boy and the wonderful tripping experiences that he got. You know what I heard is that he was never into any of that in his life till this later part of his life. And from what I heard is he wishes when he was younger, he actually would have taken mushrooms or something like that. Mm-hmm. He actually feels he would have been less aggressive. I even would tend to think that maybe he wouldn't have bit homie's ear off if he was taking a little bit of the psychedelics back then.
I have compassion and empathy now. No, I can totally see that. Like, I wish I, for years I had, you know, mental health struggles and trying to figure that all out. And it wasn't until I finally started using mushrooms as a therapy. It was something in college that was like fun to do with your friends and creative and energy. But it's also something that if you do it with intention, it's like very healing.
Yeah. And that's the thing though. You can't take it lightly.
Yeah,
you have to, if for someone who's never done it before, because you know a lot of people promoting it now these days, and you know talking about all this stuff. I think what's very important is to always understand that those who are mushroom or cannabis curious, to even explain what is a microdose.
Yep.
Like someone might not even know what the fuck we're talking about. Like what? And then he says when Tyson, I want the macro, the bag. Like. Someone might be listening right now and be like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Right?
Proportion
of a therapeutic dose.
Is what you would say is the easiest way to explain it.
You know, a therapeutic dose of
You know, mushrooms for me is about an eighth to a quarter. So like a micro dose would be maybe a gram.
You That's know? What I gave you last time.
Yeah.
One button.
Oh, yeah, no, that was
cap,
great.
You know?
I highly recommend if you're in Vegas, you need to go to the Fremont Experience on some mushrooms and enjoy the therapy.
Dude, yeah. Imagine going like on the zip line thing.
Oh, we tried. We got there at 2 a.m. As the doors closed. There was going to be mushrooms. Four of us.
I saw him roll up and they're like, hell no.
I would have been like, I probably would have been tripping, just been like, my eyes tearing with such crazy elation where you're just like,
dude, there was a rave. There was a rave going on.
Dead Mouse was playing.
There was a rave happening.
The spillover crowd coming out of Dead Mouse came to Fremont Street, so there's just some DJ, you know, they got nightly entertainment.
Wow.
And the music was like really good, and it was just syncing with the visuals coming across the zip line, and we were just
oh my god.
Yeah, it was great, man.
That's the
salute.
Let's get a little bit back into the progression of things, went into that business. What made you then from pasta, I mean, like pasta sauce, literally, switch over and eventually go into, even though you loved it as a young kid, into cannabis accessories, let's say. Because that's what you would categorize, right?
I've always understood products, and I like selling, and I like nice things. I have nice things. I work hard for nice things, and I enjoy finer things.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all.
No. Wow, this has like a blueberry. Yeah. This is like a really, this is an added flavor to nothing, right?
No spray.
Always
no spray in the macho packs.
We don't have spray bees over here. Spray babies.
Wow.
Grown in soil. Hill Street Genetics, my partner. Chris grows in his own soil.
Shout out.
Water only. There's no toppers, no teas, no nutrients.
Wow. So, explain that to the layman, what living soil means.
Living soil is, we actually make the soil. So it's been crafted over 30 years of a family recipe that has just evolved. It's about 95% vegan as well. So that soil process of not adding supplements or third-party nutrients or concentrates to get it to grow. I like to grow a plant naturally with just water and soil. And,
that's amazing.
But
do you do all the techniques, you know, the pinching of the nodes and knuckling this to get the thick nugs?
I've done all of it. We even rotate our LEDs as if they're a real sun around on a track.
That's dope. Nice.
And even heat the floor so that the whole environment is the same as the air around it, which people don't do. You can get
heating the floors.
Yes, heated floors. Why would you want the top of the plant to be a different temperature than the bottom of the plant? It's like standing in a pool your whole life.
But does it make the water, that part, like really warm and to the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what about when you, well, because it's soil, I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's different because I was thinking like hydro for a second.
Right, and I do.
My mind kind of like, oh, you do? Really?
I learned on Current Culture.
Yeah.
We had lots
I
of
first
buckets.
Did it on the buckets, man. Mm-hmm. That was like, first a table, but then the 3 gallon inside of the 5 gallon.
Yeah.
With the Hydroton rock, and then I have like this, like it would go into like a fish pump with like a circle thing, and then it would go into a reservoir, and then it would go to all of them, and I make my batch and then dump it in, and they would all fucking old school. I've seen so many grow facilities over the years. I've seen a few that are like went back to that old school way, and I'm like, that's fucking dope. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I got too into the tech myself, and I was going doing everything through my phone and trying to communicate.
I gotta take a bong out of this shit.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, I am like of the flower. So
got Jerome Baker. Yeah, we have to be in the right.
This one's fucking good, man.
Yes.
I always say you gotta try both through paper and through the glass.
Wow.
Get the experience.
It doesn't have to be this moment, but when I am at some point want to go home and take a bong out of that nice clean
Swiss perk.
Mm. Yes, thank you for. Yeah. Who is the company?
Oh, yeah,
give a quick
shout out to Bleen Cleaning Supplies. Bleen, BLEEN.
You want to hear a fucked up fucking thing that happened? I didn't tell you guys last. So you guys cleaned all that stuff, and you mentioned, oh yeah, I cleaned it. I was like, oh. I was sitting out, I was smoking, it was fucking clean piece, and I'm like, oh wow, like everything looks great. I was like, oh, you guys cleaned the other one. I was like, dope. And you know how my girl doesn't fucking smell like nothing, right? She's like, you know how you guys cleaned all the bowls like we normally put it with the fucking cleaning shit? She's like, here, your punch you left. And handed me, because it was dark, the fucking cup. Yes, And I swigged a fucking thing of it.
No, you didn't. I cannot be blamed for that.
I was fucked up all night.
You took an ISO 99.9 shot. Yeah,
with all filled with shit. It was like, I felt my whole insides.
With bong boogers.
I felt vapor in my fucking lungs. It was like the craziest shit ever.
Rip.
But anyway, it is. It is what it is. So Brett, let's talk about your connoisseur of nice things. You like nice things. That was the reason why you created this company, right?
Yeah.
You're probably a grinding machine. Love to smoke joints is my assumption.
Yeah, I'm a joint killer.
And that's why you want the best joint.
Midwest joints, just like a paper and weed. That's it.
I think this should be the future of like the party style. I mean, you know, you have to be a true stoner to like sit and enjoy one like nice in this size. But this is a great party one. You're out, you know, a concert.
Special event.
You're gonna go hang out with friends before dinner. You want to go fucking smoke a little bit before you roll into the restaurant. This is the perfect size. You know, I mean, truthfully, and I love the big tips.
Yeah.
You know, Organa tips. Which is great.
Organa tips.
Yeah.
Sponsor,
I just like the larger ones, regardless. You know, and then you created a great grinder line. Now, you know as well as I know, that's an accessory that you can go to any place on the planet, whether it's fucking Chinese made, this. It takes a lot of balls to be like, yo, I'm going to jump into something that's really been universally around for a long time.
So I had a lot
of
help with this. You know, my partners are, they have an automotive background, so they're automotive engineers and design car parts for race cars.
Okay.
For Mazda Miatas.
Sure.
So they met through this car group, and they met John in Canada, and then there's Aaron and Jason. Car guys came together, had the equipment in the shop, decided to tackle the grinder problem. And in doing so, they came out with a company called Royal Health, and it was called The Crown. And that was the very first version. And I met them in Detroit in 2018 or 19. And I saw what I was like, that's the future. This is it. This is the thing. I would not get off. Sure. There's only 30 of them. They wanted like $125 a piece. I was like, I'm not paying for them, but I need them. And like, yeah, I need to understand this. I was gonna pay that much. But at the end of the show, they came and gave me two. And I said, you know, when you guys wanna take it to the next level, like I'd be very interested in working with you. I like to invest in people, and I like helping people and seeing things that can be, have a vision, right? So
what I find very interesting in this, you know, specific one that I'm looking at right now, this is your largest model.
That's the 3.5. That's actually unreleased.
I feel very special, actually. Thank you for bringing that out. Don't mind, I can talk about it because it's a prototype. Okay, cool. So I see millions of these over the years, like so many fucking grinders, are like almost crazy. It's like, does the magnet, does it this, is it a screw? I like the weight of this. It's very large. It feels like you could put like a quarter
easily,
or easily, or
does
you know,
it just
or
like one more.
You know what I mean? Or in it. But what I really like about it is because most grinders, they have the top grind thing, you know, the pattern, this, whatever it is, that's what it is. But what I'm very intrigued about is how you created this hefty, which it makes it feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I actually like the weight of the bottom
part. Stainless steel.
High quality.
And,
you know what
I mean? And you made a circular...
The rotor with the flutes.
Yeah, like you said, almost like a car, right? Mm-hmm. Where have you ever heard, or I don't remember ever seeing, aside from the screen, that would be the next part, something like this, that is additionally cutting the weed, right? So I'm assuming when it goes through here... through the circular one that always is
it rolls and cuts at the same time, naturally breaking it apart where it wants to instead of forcing it. So milling,
it's super pimp.
The process of milling has been around forever. So
now I would think that would mean that the joints, like when we're smoking them, is why the joints burn so smoothly.
Yes,
it is. And you get a cleaner ash as well. That's a whiter ash as a result, because there's less air in between. And you can dial and cut. The special thing about the flour mill is being able to customize
the
milling plates. Mm. So those all come
so
out.
So explain you, that to me. What yeah, does that mean?
Means that you can change this out for one that has very small holes, so you can use it for vaping.
So if you, okay.
Or if you want to do, this is really good for joints. And then you have
now,
a,
can someone go online
one,
and be like, yo, I want to multi my thing up, and I want to have this one, and flip 100%. Them in and out. Oh, 100%.
So that's why wow, we just read this new launch. Before it was just the premium that would do that. Now it's across the entire line. They all have interchangeable
excellent,
plates.
Wow.
And we
and,
also
and what made you like think of this shit, like just as a stoner thing? Did like friends say, yo, let's add this on, like, or what, you know what I mean? What's
it's a natural part of the process of inventing and developing products.
How many years have you had this company or done
four.
The four? So it's almost
I launched
like,
during COVID.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people have. Shout out to Chip.
Yeah, $100 grinder during COVID was risky.
Yeah.
And if I can say,
people did have a lot of checks though and spending some money.
Stimmy baby.
They listened to the feedback from the community also. So in this update is a lot of what they heard from their pro rollers, the community online, you know, that's big to them.
Yeah, that's great.
We did not know they were going to be used in this way, where there's like Zodix, for example, all of 100% of the
pre-rolls.
Shout
out to Chris.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to Chris. Ken. Shout out Ken.
The whole crew. That they're like family.
Oh, wait. This right here, the Zodix?
Blue Lava. That's, yeah. That's what I'm
so
smoking on right
they
now.
Are, use 100% of their right flour now. Mills. Some
let me see just a lighter, actually.
Candy Saturn.
Oh, yeah, that's space candy. Don't sleep on it.
So the they newest. There's a lot of places and people, especially the professional rollers, that prefer a flour mill because they can customize and dial in their flour to be how they want, and it burns
big yeah, holes
now,
for
you
blunts,
think like
big
out, outdoor holes, over blunts. Indoor or this over that would want or your are your a certain screen.
Well, I think also based on the read, like in Vegas, it's really dry. So, you know, you don't want to turn it into dust. And
yeah,
even
sure,
CryoCure's
sure,
product
sure.
uses flour mill because...
Yeah, shout out to Valerie.
Right.
Very nicely. I liked the CryoCure. I like the concept of it. In Cali, there's only a few compliant brands that, like, do that. So when I moved here and she had mentioned that she has this cryo thing, I was like, oh, dope. So I went up there and seen the machines and stuff and... tried some of the nugs. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So yeah, you know, based on where you are in the world, the atmosphere and how wet your flower is, if you're just, you know, a cultivator and you're trying flower when it's before it's cured or something, like it just gives you a little bit more flexibility, you know, to dial it in the way you want it.
One that's thing I like that moss? If you're a breeder or if you like, it saves your beans. So
oh, yeah.
If you have like I don't want to let anything go to waste. I'm like very,
okay.
Like,
so I have another question. Usually on grinders, after a while, sometimes they get super stuck.
Oh
when
yeah.
You're trying to screw them and unscrew yeah. them off.
Never.
Do you,
oh, notice this.
Mill wax.
Screwing off.
Mill wax.
Quarter turn.
Yeah.
So you're not
yeah.
doing 180 degrees. It's just a quarter turn off.
Sure.
That's double threaded engineering. So. You know, a lot of things have been applied to this that haven't been applied to this industry in this way because these are not made by what the same manufacturers that make everybody's grinders. This is made by an automotive manufacturer.
Sure.
So it's right. not.
Right. And it's hard.
Quality.
It's let's just admit, because of that, it is hard for the Chinese to knock your shit off, though, right?
Well, that's how do you think I came out with this?
Or it becomes too,
this
it becomes,
is a $45
it
version.
It becomes too expensive oh, yeah. even for them to knock off to say, yeah, we ain't going to spend
well,
that
now
much
now, wait
money
till you hear the story.
So the situation is what we've been doing for the last 8 months is because of my friends and the people like at this table and people like you, you know, we look out for one another. And I started receiving pictures of facilities that were making... product
knockoff ones
yeah.
or type really
in Thailand and in
oh,
China
from those facilities there they were sending yeah. you so oh wow
so
you could send cease and
well
desist
we found out
the,
yeah. yeah well I got a patent we you know I can go get nasty and do all that or find out who it is realize that we have relationships with those people and make the right kind of proposal which is hey instead of stealing
yeah, yeah.
Ripping off
give us
like,
our cut.
Work.
Our cut
like,
fuck
how about,
it, dude.
How about we give you the real tech because it was not done to quality. It was not done to our specs. And so it wasn't the same. So we offered,
sure.
hey, a good PR move. Why don't you get rid of that order? We'll, you know, let's give you our tech, allow you to make it for other people, make it cheaper, thin it out, put it in aluminum, make it in three pieces. because this thing used to cost $75 and now it's $45 retail.
Yeah, that's so great.
That was a formula.
That's a huge
difference.
When you come down to someone, and this is the thing that's dope too. Grinder, especially if you got a quality one and you're going to spend the money, like you are going to spend $65, $100, whatever the fuck it is. If you know that like it's going to work everywhere you go and it's your trusty grinder, like you're not really buying another one.
No, yes. Yeah.
So you essentially have to make sure that you're always getting people because the majority of your people are so satisfied with such a great product.
It's in the best interest of the flower.
But they are going to word to mouth tell every one of their friends, though, and that's correct. The organic, dopest way correct. Of selling them, too, 100%. Because in the end, you want to make sure that just like you enjoying it and why you made it, so you could have a dope-ass joint, which I would give you props for.
Thank you.
And having a great, you know, manifestation of enjoying that other people who get to use your products are using it to heal.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Or have fun.
Plant
whatever,
medicine
right,
is a big thing, and that's what I'm also about is, you know, there's another company, Cannalytics, that's going to be taking all of your COAs and analyzing them against all the scientific studies that exist in the world about terpenes and cannabinoids and telling you and translating what the effects will be from your plant without you
having to smoke medicine.
It. So if it's good for MS or diabetes, those aren't things you can smoke and understand. You have to run it against science. So
oh yeah, this nug is fucking
that
animal.
Smell that, you know what's in there?
Oh yeah, no.
There's some DJ Shorts blueberry.
That's out. My favorite.
DJ Short blueberry. Yeah. There's some grape god in there. There's ice cream. And then there's the lamb's bread.
That's so, you know, like one of my, I've been doing it since the 90s, strains, gone through all of them. One of my old school favorites was the Shishka Berry, which was the DJ Short blueberry crossed with the Afghani.
Oh, yeah.
Super crystally, this super berry, like you pull, you know what I mean, like that.
Yeah, that's Jamaican
the
blue.
The best hash.
Like, feel this right. texture. Grab that. That's what I just did with it. So it's just super fluffy, just perfect for bong.
Yeah, fluffy is different than ground up. Like, that's yeah. That's like yep. Talk about that for a second for the layman to understand that in a sense.
Well, when you grind it, it tends to just be kind of dead and flat and in different inconsistent sizes. When you mill it like this, the plant... She actually opens up and kind of reveals herself, and her terpene profile, I think, is louder, and she's light and fluffy. If we were to dump this upside down, it would breathe. Like, the flower physically moves after you said it. Like,
yes.
Breathing.
Yeah. That's why the rollers like, love it.
Very
that's
sexual why the experience. Rollers love it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like that allows you to form it easier for rolling.
Sure.
You can shape
absolutely.
It.
Hash holes, especially, you know.
It smokes differently.
Yeah, I love
the
yeah,
hash hole, yeah, like yeah, the flour mill, like I was introduced to it in New York City by Wolf Stoner Queen. Big oh, shout out.
Yeah.
You know, Wolf Stoner Queen.
You know, it's funny is like all this stuff comes out now, all these terminologies, all this shit that, you know, you put some hash or some oil or some actual bubble and this and that. And it's so funny because, like, when we were young and they didn't have any of this stuff, like, we would take hash and make it like a little snake, and we would just call it a snake in the grass. But, like, it's like they've remade, which was the most simple term of what it was, into this crazy marketing fucking wild thing because that's what cannabis turned into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's crazy. And then people are like, I'm the most inventive motherfucker. I thought about putting some shit in the middle. Come on. Like, people have been doing that for, like, even before I was born.
Yeah, if anybody says they created the donut, like,
or they whatever.
Or snake in the grass, or, like, you
they
know,
they created
hash
the marketing
hole.
For it, is what they did.
Correct.
You know, but...
Dude, I remember seeing that a long time ago.
A grinder, so calling it a grinder is really a misnomer because it's like a flower processor.
Well, I like the way you called your company flour mill. It's like
that's the first thing I did was change the name.
It's a way to dual brand.
It like, is what it really is. You call it what it is. Yeah. It's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
No education needed.
Yeah.
And just
good
talk
things don't need explanation.
You're let's give a shout out. You're here at the Champs Convention. Right?
Yes, we are.
And here
great.
At Champs and stuff. Did you enjoy coming down to Vegas from from where you're at?
I always do. I actually am here a lot.
Nice. Roll into town. It's always good. It's fun.
I have a lot of friends here. I've
Michigan's
all the
not a far flight, right?
It's a very far flight.
Is it really?
So I'm looking,
that sucks.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like 4.5 hours.
Where are you I came here from Jersey, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
You sleep, and then you get to pass out, whatever. Shout out to any friends and family out there.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, you all know who you are.
And if people want to get your products or reach out to you.
FlowerMillUSA.com.
All right.
Follow us on Instagram, FlowerMillUSA.
Spell it for my stoners.
FlowerMillUSA. .com.
Hell yes. Is that on all platforms?
It's coming in hard this year.
Nice.
Pause.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then you guys, shout outs. Let's go right down the line, Mach. Who you got to give a shout out to?
Just all the homies. Shout out to Nick at Champs for giving us the media passes.
Yeah, big shout out.
Me and all my friends and guests. We've had an amazing time. It just seems to get better every year. So shout out Nick, Cam at Champs, my homeboy, who's now, you know, Timmy. These guys, Cam and Tim from Flower Mill, we all met, you know, around the same time 4 years ago. It's just been a crazy whirlwind to see everything that's happened in the last 4 years.
Absolutely. My man, shout out.
Big shout out to Good Pizza. He's not here with us right now. He just flew out of town, but he was rocking with us all weekend.
JP,
so shout out to him.
Shout out, my man. Yes, sir.
You know, big shout out to Cody with Flower Mill. He was rocking with us last night.
Yes, big shout out, Cody.
To all the professional rollers and all the people that have been supporting all of us, but that professional roller group, Grasshopper, Bruno, CGO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Grasshopper.
MJ, Weavers, you know, it goes
shout
on.
Out to my tribe's motherfucker, man. Weavers, my boy.
Yeah, MJ Mazzy. Yeah, yeah, big shout out to MJ.
Yep. Hey, big shout out to MJ.
MJ, yep.
You know, you can follow us at We Between the Wines anywhere you find, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all that, and on Instagram. Appreciate you having us here.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. And then Dirty, wrap it up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's your boy, Dirty Dank. You can get me at www.dirtydankjersey.com, certified DDJ on Instagram. I'd love to make sure we tap in. Big shout out to Yummy Farms. Big reason is able to get me out here.
Great nugs.
Seven Leaves. Thank
you, Seven Leaves.
Absolutely,
Seven Leaves. Appreciate Square Business Hash. That Zotics. Is some of the most amazing hash. Index Labs.
Zotics.
Rebel Zotics.
Grown. Absolutely. And Branson. I came out here with some 215 Philly Haze, and I got to put the people on to that East Coast Haze.
That was a nice treat.
Yes. Have a great one, man.
Thank you so much, guys, for checking out this great show. It was fun to hang out with everybody who's here from Champs. It's also going to be just as nice to get everybody the fuck out so I can fucking relax. But you guys can catch us, download us on any phone on the planet, hear us on 25 platforms, or check us out on TV. Peace.